jackpot. Yeah, put that shit back. We eating good tonight. What? Motherfucker, I got a bone here.
Sometime.
I was randomly watching some
smack
shit
me doing
the other
that
day.
Shit.
Say what?
I said smack me doing that shit with the applause.
Me. Yo, they killing me, yo. Low key, that shit is killing me.
What?
Them like the production style, like smack, battles.
Yeah.
I like the live joints. You know what I'm saying? With the, like the real crowd in the background.
Oh yeah, you talking about like with the small rooms and shit they're doing recently?
Yeah, yeah. Like Volume 5. That shit was in the little room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that shit. Because
you like the energy.
It looked like mad like WWE type shit. You know what I'm saying? I think like the camera style, like all of that shit. It looks like a facade. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you already
got to
like. That's the thing.
It is, though. Yeah, but, I mean, it's just like...
You already got to wrap your brain around the fact that it has become, like, you know, these great MCs, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to them, obviously.
Of course,
but,
of course.
You know, they get to know their opponents and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They can write out the shit. They got to, you know, they got to memorize it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got their certain...
They actually write bars too. Like,
no, yeah, for sure. I'm saying, but
the content is there. Yeah,
the content is there. But then they also, you know, what I'm saying, certain shit that they do. You know, what I'm saying, it's like it's a show. You know, what I'm saying, they got to put on like an actual act,
right?
As opposed to just standing there and just rapping. You know, what I'm saying, so you already got to wrap your brain around that shit.
Yeah.
But then you got the fucking the camera style. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
the angles.
Cool, though,
I like that
saying.
Shit. I like that shit. To be honest with you.
No, I know people do like it. I'm just saying, but, I prefer. And it's not that I don't like it. I'm just saying I prefer the live joints.
Right. But you saying it's starting to look a lot like WWE. I mean, that's kind of sort of what they're going for, in my opinion. I think that might work for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool then. Because
I think that man smacked. He got something with it. It's very unique. And then they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very, I like it.
Yeah, man, New Jersey twerked the other day, bro.
What?
That fucking song on Shade 45.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, here we go. Now we just talking about this shit.
Yeah, I know, right? But nah, that wasn't.
But
like
at the same time, like I said, don't put yourself in a box. So, cool. And no disrespect, because I think the track wasn't, you know, it wasn't like crazy. It wasn't like horrible.
Yeah.
It was just random that it popped up on.
Oh, yeah, that was
on the radio.
Yeah, just serious.
And
XM,
we were just talking about it.
Oh, you know, that's just relevancy, I guess. I don't know. Maybe them boys is breaking out because, hey, listen, my man Nick Cannon coming with them joints swinging left and right. Baby, let's go.
No.
My man Nick Cannon came and said, hey, yo, son, what you say, M? What you say?
Cut it out. Marshall, come out and play.
Yeah, nah. All right. Nah, we ain't going to start the podcast like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to start the podcast like that.
Exactly.
Oh, man, we want to welcome everybody back to another episode of the Bald Headed Brothers podcast. It's the Bald Bro, Alex.
And it's the Bald Bro, Marcus. You know what I'm saying? I'm switching that comma shit up. So,
oh, all right. How you fuck me up over here?
Yeah, here we go.
So what's good?
Ain't shit, you know.
How was your past week? I mean, it was shorter day, so, you know, it's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the early podcast for the holidays and shit.
Exactly. You know, go ahead and... knock it out.
Yeah.
My mom's coming into town tomorrow, so go ahead and get this thing rolling today. And on today, we just chilling. No, NFL actually is on today, so that's in the background. The Patriots and the Bills for the what is that, AFC North, right?
Nah, AFC North is my division, baby. I think they're
AFC East. Yeah, I'm tripping.
If not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm definitely wilding. The AFC East.
Which is weird to me, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's
the
why
entire,
I said that.
The entire thing is all retarded to me, but, you know, whatever.
But, yeah.
Excuse me.
Why you say excuse me?
Nothing.
Keep
it. No, we good, go ahead.
No, for sure.
No, we good.
But, yeah. The week was cool. Mm-hmm. Same as last week, you know, wrapping up these end-of-the-year projects. Got some... stuff knocked out, so yeah, we just cooling throughout the year. I mean, throughout the end of the year. So, like I said, my mom's coming up tomorrow. So yeah, I'm just chilling. What about you?
you know, got the whole Christmas shopping shit done, and it's time to enjoy the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was thinking, like, I've been thinking this all the past whole week. I mean, aside from that, my week was good. You know what I mean? Work was work. But, you know, I don't want to talk about work because, you know, I'm on this new shit of trying to get rid of the negative shit in my life. So I write it out and then I leave it in paper and that's mm-hmm. it. You know, on some journal type shit, diary type shit, whatever. But, like, work was work. So, you know, work be, you know, annoying sometimes. So I don't even want to talk about that shit no more. But what I've been wondering is, why is it that you only get this kind of Christmas spirit thing that they try to name, which is nothing but being nice to people. They put a name on it, but it's legit nothing but being nice to people. Why don't people be nice to people more? Excuse me. People be more nice to people more often.
I don't know, man.
You feel what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't seeing different people when you go out into, like, the stores and you see, like, your everyday life and shit, because you're kind of seeing the same people on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. But it's just a different aura and energy coming from of like happiness that only happens during this time of the year. This is the only time it happens, dog. It's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. You know, I try to be nice throughout the year.
I feel you. Me too. I try my best, but I talk shit. So it's hard. But you know.
So do you talk less shit now?
I do.
Oh, see, I do my best to talk less shit.
Unless we on the Xbox and shit, then, you know, it's no whole bar. But anything else, you know, in life, outside of video games and shit, I try not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I feel you.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why people can't just be nicer. You know, hopefully that shit comes into play sooner or later in the year of 2020. We all know because it's about to be a crazy 2020 coming up.
Yeah.
Trying to tell you.
Exactly. And, you know, I forgot. I did want to give a shout out to my homeboy Jared. You know, he came in town today. You know, we down here, we cooling, chilling. You know, got the dog sitting thing going on. You know, my man's had to come up
this
here.
This man Marcus got a dog,
right? For a day, right?
For a day.
But you know, shout out to my man Coot, because you know Coot is a dog owner. You know, so. You know, I figured my man's come over here. We get this cracking, you know. You know, Zoe is a little dog, you know. Shout out to my dog, Jody. Coot and Tiana's dog is a little dog. So, you know, I figured my man Coot could, you know, teach me the ropes, you know, because I never had a dog, you know. Mm. I kind of always wanted one, but then I'm like, nah.
Yeah, nah, dogs. Maybe. Dogs are a responsibility. Trust me.
Exactly, you know.
And it's not a responsibility to be taken lightly.
Exactly. But, you know, Shout out to my dog Zoe, because you know she was cool. You know, I was upstairs playing some Xbox while I was waiting on you. You know, we was up there chilling, and here we are now.
Yeah, you know, dogs be mad chill too. That's why I like dogs.
Exactly. You know, Jody be chill. You know,
when they want to play and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like when you doing what you doing your life and shit, doing what you gotta do, they chill as shit.
Yeah, you know.
That's why I like them. Man. I mean, you train them, they do whatever you want them to do.
Exactly. Shout out to the dog owners. You know,
facts.
People listen to this podcast or, you know, that are dog owners. So, yeah, you know, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, we fuck with dogs. We also fuck with Vic, too. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, so right. if you know, let's not forget. We fuck with dogs, but we also fuck with Vic. So,
facts.
Okay, you got to accept that.
Speaking of Vic, how about your boy Josh Gordon? Never coming back to the NFL at all. That shit tragic.
You know.
That shit tragic, man.
Stephen A. told y'all, you know, I'm not even going to mock my mans, but y'all know what Stephen A. told y'all.
Stay off of the weed, duh.
You know, he said it quite a few times, and, you know, I think it's remarkable that they gave my man so many chances, though.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that always crosses my mind. I'm like, bro. They really let you slide quite a few times, B.
Yeah, they did.
Cause they be getting niggas the fuck up out of here.
Right, right.
But they let you slide, B. So hey, I don't know.
It's weird too, cause you know what I mean, he wasn't like, he wasn't a bad wideout.
No, bro.
Like he could play football.
Bro, his
like, he had skills.
His rookie, in his second year. Bro, that man was killing, yo. That's tragic. He was legit killing in Cleveland, yo. He was killing.
With the Browns.
I can't even remember who his quarterback. I don't even know who they had as quarterback.
It don't even matter because all the quarterbacks there is trash because Baltimore but, plays the Browns this weekend. We going in that ass this weekend. So all them niggas, they trash. I'm talking to trash now only because I want to see Baker Mayfield do what he do. I'm talking this before the game even start, before he even had a game on TV.
I forgot all about that.
But, you know, it's the last two AFC North games of the season. We got, you know, we got Cleveland this weekend. We got Pittsburgh next weekend. We're going to make it do what it do.
I just hope it's a good game, man.
It's not going to be. Hey, listen, your man Baker is not as good as he is. It happened.
It did.
We had injuries happen in that game.
A whole different team since then. I'm not talking no bullshit. But, you know, I just don't understand how Cleveland is so bad. So I hope, you know, they show out again like they did the first time they played y'all. I do.
It's trifling, man. Why would you hope that?
I wouldn't mind if y'all was to win the game. So I would hope that it's a good game with y'all coming on top. Yeah. But I don't want y'all to just go out there.
I do.
And whack. Of course you do. You should.
Why not?
I'm talking about me. You know, this is just my opinion.
Yeah, I feel you.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see.
We will see.
All right, I know we're going from here, but cool. Okay. So I know we're going from here, but cool. Shoot. You want to go music? Since we were talking about battle rap, you want to talk about my man Nick Cannon? Or you want to talk about...
Did you listen to the Nick Cannon tracks?
I listened to the most recent one that had the black and white video.
How was that?
That shit was fire. It was fire. I think.
No, I'm lying. Didn't you send me that?
I think so.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
I think I made it through like 45 seconds.
No, this was a new one. This is a new one.
Nah, bro.
You ain't listen to it. That's fine.
Getting the cannon out of here, bro.
Why?
Immediately.
Why? He did Drumline, bro.
Exactly.
What you mean? Drumline was a great fucking movie.
Drumline 1 was a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
The second one on BET wasn't so great.
That wasn't his movie though.
It wasn't. That wasn't his movie. The one that he was in was mighty good.
It was.
But yeah, so, outside of that, no, I'm not even gonna say outside of that because Wildin' Out is good. You know what I'm saying? What else? Love Don't Cost a Thing. He, you know.
All right, didn't know about this movie. I didn't want to go in depth with his movies, but yeah.
Nah, you know, I'm not gonna I was talk shit about Nick Cannon. I was talking about his music. But in terms of this music shit,
yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. The stuff that he is good at, great. That music
He's good at music.
What he had? Gigolo?
So you're gonna tell me Gigolo was a trash song? You're gonna tell all R. Kelly bullshit aside, all the R. Kelly shit aside, all the R. that shit aside.
Right.
I'm a gigolo spending lots of dough. You mean to tell me that was trash?
No, it wasn't trash.
In the time you heard that song?
Right. At the time that I heard that song, it was great. You know what I'm saying? I could probably listen to that song right now. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't listen to it right now. That's what we'll be bringing back. You know, that's where we draw the line. But we respect the song for what it was.
Exactly. Get him out of here, bro. Yeah. Get him out of here.
You're trash. Yeah. Not Nick Cannon, but get him out. Robert's trash, but.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you listen to Gucci Mane's album?
I did listen to some of Gucci Mane's album.
Where you rock with it?
It was cool. I don't think it was as good as the first Christmas album.
This was the third one, ain't it?
Well, I said what?
It's the third one.
Well, shit, I don't know. It wasn't as good as the last one. Let's say that.
Well, yeah. No, I listened to about three songs. I can't. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird listening to Gucci Mane do Christmas music, like themed. That's not Gucci, man. That's not the Gucci man I know. The Gucci man I know doesn't do Christmas music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is the reformed Gucci man. He did perhaps a clone.
While he was in jail. He started that while he was in jail. So maybe he did his clone shit while he was in jail. I don't know. But, you know, we got Gucci man now. Anyway, so with this one, I started off with it, and I was rocking with it. No, I'm like, I didn't, like, the first track.
Because the first track was Jingle Bells.
Yeah. I was
like, come
fuck,
on, dog.
You
can't go from the Saint Brick intro.
Yeah.
To Jingle Bells.
And it wasn't even like,
and it wasn't even good.
Trash.
Yeah, you know.
It sounded out of tune. I was like, man, I hope. Then the second track
came.
It
did pick up on the second track.
Yeah. I said that to a girl. I was like, yo, the second track hit. And then I stopped listening to it because it was Gucci Mane. I was like, all right, you know. I know what I'm gonna get. I gotta feel some type of way when I'm listening to this music.
I think I made it through like 4 songs.
Yeah. No disrespect to Gucci Man, but you know, I
feel like not too many people even. Well, I don't know. I'm willing to say that. I don't know.
What?
It doesn't matter.
What? But you don't think too many people knew it? Knew he was dropping the album, or?
I would think that. I don't know. How aware of you that was dropping? Because I didn't know till Brandon, who was from Atlanta, he sent it to the group chat, and I was like, oh. And then I thought about the Saint Brick intro, and I was like, here we go again.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be fire.
And it, you know, but.
Yeah, nah.
Here we are.
Yeah, nah.
Who else dropped? Didn't somebody else drop this weekend?
Cam dropped that Purple Haze, too.
And did you hear that?
I banged that shit all morning, Friday morning, when I woke up getting dressed.
I did not get to that.
Soulful as shit. You'll like it. Yeah. Oh, Cam. Sound like, I mean, it's the Purple Haze theme, so. Because Purple Haze 1 was, like, fire.
Right.
Like, a lot of those tracks were produced by Kanye, if I'm not mistaken. If I am mistaken, correct me at our email at ballheadedbutters@gmail.com or send us a DM. But, yeah, it was very reminiscent of the first album. But, you know, check it out. If you get a chance. I saw the
fire. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, you know, if you... Ever do? No, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Excuse me?
Nothing at all. Hey, you know what's crazy? It's around the Christmas time right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one song that continuously gets like platinum albums every year or platinum plaques every year. And that's Mariah Carey's song. Mm-hmm. All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck she been getting this song off for so long. Dog, ain't no other song popping like that. This song has a whole fucking holiday, bro. That's why it gets a platinum plaque every fucking year. Nick, albums don't get platinum plaques like that. This is a fucking song, bro.
It's a body of work, I guess. I don't know.
How you think that happened?
It's Mariah Carey, bro. I don't know.
But Mariah Carey, nothing else. I mean, Mariah Carey is Mariah Carey. This is true. But I always thought that was crazy as shit. You know, like, you got everybody has their own different select. Every family has their own different type of music that they play during the holidays. But everybody seems to play "All I Want for Christmas Is You." I wonder how much money she gets off of that, because it's like that's like to be a bonus check every year. She get a bonus check,
right? She's on like the Target year, commercials.
It's like every year she comes, like every year around like November, like Black Friday. She on Black Friday shop.
Run it up.
She don't need care. She's like, you know, I don't really care about Black Friday. Just do it in September, because. Yeah. Around December, exactly. Those splits are going to hit. And then, you know
y'all can have November 25th, right. You losers.
Right. Come Christmas time.
Because on 12-1.
Hell yeah. As soon as
run it up.
The leftovers are gone. That's all you get.
Run me my coins.
That's crazy, man. We saw Jay-Z and Kanye in pictures with Diddy, and everybody was talking about how it was so crazy that they were together. And then Hov was looking like he didn't want to be there. And then everybody saw pictures with him and Kanye dapping up, smiling like shit. And then niggas was like, oh, shit, y'all need to shut the fuck up. How you feel, man?
I don't know, man. That, you know, that Kanye shit is weird to me. So, you know, perhaps it's weird to Jay. You know, it's just like Joe Budden was talking about. He was in the same room and he was I'm not even, don't even look at Kanye. So,
man, I respect Joe, but okay, I understand. But how you let somebody make you feel that way to the point where you don't want to look at them? Like, that was wild and crazy to me. But
it is that is a little crazy
to me. I'm like, yo, to actually say that you won't look at them at all, like they got that much control over you that you don't want to look at them.
Fuck.
Yeah, like if you don't like them, you look them up and down like they're gonna like you and then keep it moving.
Well, I guess that's what Jay-Z did.
But yeah, you know.
There you go.
He moves in rooms full of snakes.
You just gave it an answer.
There's that. There you go. You're right. Because I saw him, I was like, damn, Hov really ain't want to be there. But shout out to Puff, because Puff got everybody together, because, you know, he's Puff.
You know?
I saw somebody put on Instagram, on Twitter, you had 4 producers, and it was like, who had the most hits? And it was down to Pharrell and Puff. Basically, we're getting like the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
And I cast my vote for Puff.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you cast your vote for?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, I would go
easy
Puff.
One to me.
But I mean, I fucks with Pharrell though.
I mean, I ain't saying who's a better producer.
I don't. I know.
Because I can't say. I definitely still say Puff. But
exactly. I think he is the better.
Say Puff is the better producer.
It was just my whatever mood I was in at the time of me seeing that.
What however you felt when you saw
at the time, you know?
Oh man, come on.
To be honest, like I don't know.
Nah, so really, that's not a definite. Like you would say, definitely Pharrell or definitely Puff.
I think it's definitely Puff.
Okay.
But I can say that I can't absolutely tell you how I would answer that survey. At it would just depend on what I was doing at that particular time.
All right, so I was at work when I saw it. So if you was at work and you saw that, how would you feel? Or would this depend on how you feel when you were at work?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, man.
Some days I'm feeling happy. So maybe at that point in time, I would just automatically click for real.
Hey, I hate that song, man. I swear I hate that song. And I shouldn't hate it because it's a great song. The Why, message is bro? Awesome. It's so annoying.
Now that song is annoying.
It's so fucking annoying, bro. It's so annoying because I get it. You're happy. You're happy. You ain't got to tell me that every 30 seconds in the song. Every 30 seconds the chorus hits and I'm like, all right, goddamn, for real. I mean, you got one for the kids. The kids love it. You know, all the kids love it, and, you know, all the commercials get it, and everybody gets to be all happy in the commercials because that's the thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. But damn, bro, he hit a lick, too. But it wasn't all I want for Christmas. But that's nothing to do.
Nah, you know.
But nah, I say Puff, though, because, like, Puff had the 90s and the early 2000s on a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Pharrell came in with the Neptunes, but that was, like, 2005? 2006?
Yeah.
And then since then he's been going, but Puff was going before that, and he ain't stopped. But like 3 years ago,
I think it comes from like my musical like taste.
Your taste,
yeah. Because like that, because that, like what you're saying, like 2005, you know, like, you know, that's that time just resonates with me more in terms of like listening to hip hop.
Of course, everybody played grind on the cafeteria table.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, I had the old parents, bro. You know, I was listening to like Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff. You know, I was listening to that type of shit until I could listen to my own music. You know, I think like the first like cassette or some shit I bought was like Big Willie Style.
Oh wow, you were in the hip. Hey, so hold on, bro. If you're gonna rock with Will Smith, you're gonna talk this shit about Nick Cannon? What is this?
Oh no! Stop it all! Stop it all!
Nah, because Will Smith is that nigga too. No, don't do that.
Nah, listen.
Don't do that.
I know how you get down, Coop.
Don't do that.
You know I know you can give you can hit the Men in Black word for word.
Facts.
Verbatim.
Verbatim.
Know?
Yeah.
But nah, cause today, cut it out. That's all I'm saying. It's 2019. Y'all ain't you ain't rocking like that. Cut it out. All
right. You know? So your first
Will Smith's son. You know I fuck with Jaden. Mm-hmm. You know. But Will Smith, who I don't think he's dropping music. So, but if he
if he were to, it'd be fire. But you know, I mean, he did do like one song about like 3 or 4 years ago.
And at the same time, you know, Nick Cannon is a
jokester. We're not gonna go back.
And perhaps this shit that he's doing is all a joke. So you know, this is a perfect way to do it. You know, do your thing, man. Like I said last week, go ahead, get out there, fight, because I'm here to see it. But nah, man. Just get him out of here. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But we passed that.
We are. We're done with that.
I know you like Nick Cannon, man. It's cool.
No, I'm good. I'm just saying. I said that because you said your first cassette was Big Willie Style.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and that's funny to me. But you don't fuck with Will Smith. No. You fuck with that Will Smith. That's what I'm asking. You wouldn't fuck with him. He drops shit. No. But you fuck with that Will Smith. But that was because of that time. And you saying it's because now, whatever. All right, cool.
That shit. I hear you. Don't even worry about it.
Nah, you good, bro. It's all right. I ain't mad. It's cool, bro.
What was your first, you know?
My first tape. Nah, my first cassette was Bad by Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought forever that was the best. My second cassette was TLC. I want to say Crazy, Sexy, Cool was my second cassette.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got CDs. Cause I played the fuck out of them two cassettes. I had that shit, and I had the blank cassette so you could record the radio. Cause I was just sitting there recording radios, making like mixtapes,
mm-hmm.
and then you know playing them shits back in the room and shit. But After that, that was the only two cassettes I got, like, actually purchased.
Yo, so did you used to make mixtapes, like, actual cassette tapes?
Yeah, man, he's old as fuck.
Shout out my dog, Derek, for that nigga, Derek, yo.
What?
That man used to make the mixtapes in high school, bro.
Word.
And we used to ride around in the Beamer with some mixtapes at this man. And yo, I would go to his crib, and he'd be in there, he'd be like, chill.
Hey, nah, because
he got some like dope ass like sound system for Christmas or some shit like mm-hmm. that, and this nigga was making mixtapes. I was like, yo, that shit was cool as fuck. You know, people nowadays they don't know
what the fucking tape is,
right? They don't even burn CDs no more,
right?
even that was lit when it first came out.
Yeah, I definitely was making burn CDs, but once I got the CD burner in the house,
oh man, in high school, bro. Yo, some of them girls used to make them. Yeah, you could tell them what you wanted. Yo, they would run it up.
There's a story in that somewhere.
Not at all.
No, there is. Maybe not for you, but there is. Oh. There's a story somewhere about that. It ain't my story, but there's a story about it. Yeah, them chicks used to. Damn, they used to get the mixtapes for real. The CDs, yeah. But nah, I don't even know what the fuck we were supposed to be talking about. I don't know how the hell I got the tapes.
I don't know. It's Christmas time, right? You know, you're happy. You think about shit. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm happy.
And man, leave that song alone. For real. Leave that song alone, bro. I saw on Twitter that... No, it wasn't Twitter. I think it was like CNN or some shit. That we now have Space Force. Signed legislation for Space Force. Mm-hmm. We get to go and defend ourselves in space. What you think about that?
Man, listen.
Is it necessary?
I don't think so.
Why not?
When will we need defense in space?
You said when?
Yeah.
When we shooting all these people off to the moon, to see the moon and shit. One.
All right.
You're going to defend them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know cyber attacks going to start going to happen in satellites and shit. So you got to have that shit out there too. So, yeah.
So like.
And then, because you know, if you can shoot a satellite in there, what can you attach to the satellite when you shoot it in there? So you got to have your defense in there. What's crazy thing is.
So you went to Space Force.
I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Is it going to. See, this is what I didn't understand. If it was for us as a defense for the country, or is it a defense for the world? Because your Space Force ain't going to do nothing but rotate around the Earth. So that bitch ain't going to always be like right here. Satellites come around. So how many satellites you going to put in there? So that the whole fucking outer space is covered with satellites and shit.
How long is it going to take them to get to space to defend
Niggas
it?
Niggas in space now.
To defend it.
We in space. They going to put people out there.
All right.
You know, we just talked about last week, Elon Musk got flamethrowers on sale.
Elon Musk is the plug for some flamethrowers.
You think we ain't got, he trying to put tunnels underground where we don't really go. We just dig, and that's all we do underground. And he trying to put tunnels down there, like real long tunnels. You don't think we got shit for space?
Yo.
Man, come on.
They got a movie about Elon Musk, y'all.
Right.
I don't know what movie it is, but y'all, yo.
They got a book on it. There's a few.
No. I'm talking about... Somebody produced a fictional film.
Yeah.
And it's about that motherfucker.
Really?
I'm just telling you, bro. That man Elon Musk is on some other shit. So I don't know. Perhaps. So you rocking with the Space Force?
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm with it.
Listen, we don't know what's out there. If they think, y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist, so if they think that there's something out there and they want to put the money towards that,
couldn't they be using that money for something else, perhaps?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know. We could use a lot of money somewhere else for using all the funds and all this shit is really fucked up. So
shit, fuck it.
Right. Right.
Like, fuck space. It up some more.
Hey, as long as, you know, all the other countries are out here doing all this crazy shit with their space stations and all that shit, might as well. Because we were behind anyway. All our money went to the war in Iraq. In Afghanistan. So we lost all that money. So now we recouped and we're going to shoot it into space.
Fuck it.
I think that's a better idea than the whole Iraq and Afghanistan war, in my opinion. I prefer that than that. So
I feel you, bro.
You know? But yeah. Since we're on the politics, because let's just go stay here. The guy got impeached, and the internet lost his mind.
The internet did lose its mind.
The internet. First of all, not everybody knew that just because he got impeached, he wasn't getting removed. Mm-hmm. People got to calm down. Everybody's not smart. Everybody doesn't have the same memory that they had from when they was kids and shit. It's cool. But yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
I don't think so either. But we'll see.
Well, I mean, and I say that because it's really, put it this way. I'd be surprised if he does get removed. Because the Senate is Republican. And mm-hmm. that's their shoo-in for the presidency next year. So they're like, whatever.
Right.
They can't put nobody against him. This is like how Obama didn't get hacked. You can't put nobody against Obama from the Democrats.
Right.
So he was going to get that second term. Because they figured he wasn't done. They don't think he's done. So he's going to get a second term. Coming from the Republicans. Now, Democrats, they got what they got to do. And then independents and, you know, all the other parties that unfortunately take a back seat because they ain't got enough money. But, yeah.
I just hate how, like you said, the internet went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we're at, bro.
What?
Like, whenever something happens, like, the internet just blows up.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then emotions get raised. You know, it's just like, it's so pointless. Mm. I try to stay away from that shit.
What?
As much as I'm always on Facebook just looking around and shit, like,
mm-hmm.
I try to, like, mentally block, like, certain shit. Because I don't even...
Oh, you just keep scrolling.
Just keep it pushing.
Yeah. Nah, I got to read it. I got to read it and I got to see who posted it. I got to go back to the source and see where it came from.
Because
mm-hmm. even, if, like, I just got to know. Because it's a lot of misinformation put out there. And nobody fact checks. And I'm still going to look it up. I look at the citations on Wikipedia just because I couldn't use it for a source in college.
Right.
So I had to click on the citations in Wikipedia to go to the actual source and copy that as the real source.
Exactly.
So that's what I had to do for my papers because, you know, I didn't write papers. I just took quotes from fucking places and put it in there. For,
hey, you man. Know. You do what you do.
Because papers are a waste of time. But that's
hey, you do what you do.
Totally different. Whatever. Conversation. But, yeah, your man's ain't going nowhere. People got to chill out. Get off your high horses of... I know so much about something that I Googled before you Googled it. Like, it's okay. Nobody paid attention in class.
It's the Google Wars.
Like, come on. Y'all knew nobody. We've bragged about this for the past, like, 10 years. Nobody really paid attention. And now when they say, oh, I don't know. Duh. What the fuck? What you expect?
I think I did see somebody posted on Facebook. And he was like, oh, a lot of y'all failed government in high school, huh?
That's wild.
Now, that was a good one.
But they probably didn't, though. Because they probably passed. They just didn't remember because it's like calculus. The shit you don't ever need.
Shit, I don't know now.
That's what they thought about it. I'm not saying
some
it isn't.
Some people do use calculus.
Yeah, in your profession, but in real life.
The other
the other 85% of the world.
Because I got to shout out my man, Jared.
Okay.
Because... this man came up here with some plans to build something at the crib. I forgot he had it written on something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a bunch of fucking fractions and shit. And he was like, yeah, I'm building a table. I was like, yo. And I looked at that shit like, huh? Nah. But see, I passed the classes.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So you can read it. Well, I mean, you probably can't read it now.
Nah, hell
you
know, nah. Like, right now, I couldn't read it.
You can't read it now because you don't apply it to nothing that you do in your life.
Nah,
that's
exactly
what I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, if you're not using it, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
And 95% of people, period, in America at least, I'm not even going to say overseas because I don't know nobody overseas like that, but in America at least, they're going to let that shit gonna go one ear, not the other, if I ain't going to use it. Because it's so much, we get fed so much shit on a consistent basis. Damn.
Tragic.
Depressing as shit. To think that how much shit your phone gives you.
It's the Google Wars. Who can Google it first?
Oh yeah.
And find the best the best bit of information.
Yeah.
That they can easily read and spit it back at you.
Yeah. Sucks. Let's talk about your guy Tekashi 69. That's not your guy. My guy Tekashi 69. Daniel Hernandez, as he's called, in his dockets and shit, as the judge calls him. He's not getting out for 2 years. When he gets out, is he going to make money? I ain't talking about music. Is he going to make money? Think he'll make anything when he get out?
From what?
I don't know. Because he might sell a little biopic.
Oh, he going to get...
The streets need a biopic, y'all. We got no.
The biopic of a snitch?
Yeah. We got Frank Lucas.
So you compare,
I didn't say he's as worse as, he's not, I mean, he didn't do anything like Frank Lucas did, of course, I don't know, but, you know, obviously he was a kid.
That's why you need to see it.
We need the backstory. We got to know. But, yeah.
I mean, listen, if he fed like that, if it's that, yo, yeah, I want to see that. But I don't think he fed like that.
No, I don't think
he fed. He's still the feds, but I don't think he fed, you know, but I don't know.
A plant, you think he's like an undercover? No, we talking about
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If it was like that, I would like that. That would be cool to see. But no. Nah. If he was just some regular nigga on the street.
Hey, let me ask you. You think people like thought he was gonna go to jail? Like they wanted him to go to jail?
Who?
Like people, the general public, GP, general population.
Did they want him to go to jail?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like,
because I mean, like, aside I didn't from really and shit. Like, do you think he really want? Like, they really want him to go to jail?
Did you want him to go to jail?
Oh, I mean, nah, not with snitching. They deal with that in the streets. Like, if something like that,
you know, if something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, but you shouldn't go to jail for telling on somebody. I mean, he did have, now for the shit, for having calling the hit on somebody and all that shit. Yeah, I can understand that.
Communicating that threats shit, and all that shit.
That'll get him hemmed up or whatever. But I don't know, man. You know, I don't think he should go to jail. But the justice system works, I guess.
I don't think you should go to jail for snitching. But obviously, the shit to go to jail for,
Yeah, because he went to jail for that extra shit.
Exactly. But I didn't even wrap my brain around that shit. I was like, look, that's one of them shits. I just kept it scrolling.
Oh, man.
But then I am like, I saw that shit on Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
And I hit the group chat. I was like, yo, wait. This man been in jail for a year?
I
swear that junk just happened in like February.
Nah, that's just how fast we get information, bro.
That's crazy.
You said last week.
What'd you say? Life flies with the internet.
Yeah, it does.
That's crazy, bro.
It sure does. The only reason I brought Tekashi because I wanted to segue from Tekashi to Carol Sanchez. Is it Carol? Yeah, Carol Sanchez. Because I feel like that would have been a great segue. But you're familiar with Carol Sanchez by now, I hope. Because this has been a lot talked about. Are you not? Are you at the loop on that one too?
No.
Oh, all right. I was all right.
No, I'm good. What are you
catch
talking
you up
about?
On this one.
You said what?
About to say something. Go ahead.
How was it?
Oh.
Okay. The.
Did she do the same thing Jussie Smollett did?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Is it fair to compare the two?
Is it fair to compare the two?
Yeah.
Like, Nick's just doing some.
Period. Like, compare the same situations to say that it would be something like just Jussie Smollett did.
I would think so, yeah.
Because I think the intention.
Trying to do something to, like, to get some attention for you. Well, no.
I think that's definitely worse.
Intentions
were different. I think the intentions were different. So you can't really necessarily draw those comparisons, personally, is how I feel. I feel like Shorty was a young girl, she a teenager. When everybody was teenagers, everybody did crazy teenager shit. That was some crazy teenager shit. It was over the top. But we know these kids right nowadays are fucked up. Understand all that shit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the extreme shit that she had to do whatever she felt like she wanted to do. She a kid, though. I don't think Jussie Smollett.
You're a grown-ass man.
You're a grown-ass fucking adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on. And then, like, he went on the emotional side of things by trying to have it, you know, racism and all that stuff to provoke all that other shit. While she was just, like, legit just going to have between, if there wasn't the camera there, it was between her and her mom.
You said there wasn't what?
If there wasn't the camera there, it would have just been, like, that would have been another situation to handle between just her and her mom. We would have got the literal picture that might have circulated in her area on social media, and that's about it. But we got video. So video would have sent that shit. They sent us the news, and everybody gets a hand of it, and you get to see the video. And I don't think she was anticipating there being video.
I feel like it was. It's not that necessarily comparing it to. I think that the shit that Jussie Smollett did, you know, as somebody in the public eye, inspires. Because you make it sound like it's just kids doing kid shit.
It is.
Which, okay, I give you that.
Yeah.
But if you're a kid watching
Empire?
Watching Empire, right?
Kids should not be watching Empire. I'm just gonna keep it above 50, but go ahead.
Well, I have
they do. They do though. They do. I'm not gonna they watch it.
Right.
Kids watch it.
It doesn't matter. Maybe you don't watch it.
They ain't got nothing to do anything, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying if you see this like
that's just my opinion.
It was a story for a good amount of time. Mm-hmm. Right? So now you can fabricate your own type of shit to do. For it to be kids doing kid shit.
Like, but I mean, kids probably did that shit before her. That wasn't like the first time a kid's done that shit. I wouldn't think.
Nah, I mean.
That's what I'm saying. That's kid shit. It just so happened there was a video camera that caught that shit, so people saw it. But the little kid, now she gonna get charges and shit for like staging the kidnapping and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then the kid's gonna get charged for just kidnapping her, because, you know, that's how they play. So
what, hide and seek?
That's not funny.
Now get him out of here, yo. Come on, B.
Hide and seek is not funny.
Get him out of here, B. You saying this? Yeah, nah,
you right. A lot of people gotta get this shit together, yo. People, the internet really got people fucked up out here.
Because when I was a kid, I played hide and seek. Yeah. So if that's how they play hide and seek,
you ain't that bad. Like he was gonna run away from home.
You said what?
You never like ran away from home.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't.
You never act like it. Like, you know, like got this shit together in life. Nah, you know. I tried that shit one time.
I do know some people that did do that shit though.
I tried that shit one time. Didn't get out my bedroom door.
You said what?
I couldn't get out my bedroom door. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm a kid. Like, yo, what the fuck am I doing right now? But I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Where you going?
Where would you go if you ran away?
Huh?
Where would you go?
I ain't going nowhere.
At that time, let's take a journey.
Where would I want to go?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go to my grandma's house if going to run away. My grandma live in Greensboro. Ain't no walking from Charlotte to Greensboro.
Right.
That's dead. I don't know how to get there. All I know is the highway. I know how to get to the highway. And once I get on the highway, I'm just like, oh, shit, where am I going from here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ain't know the fuck I was doing when I was a kid, dog.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
You was a kid doing kid shit, right?
Yeah.
I feel you.
And now she did the kid shit too, and that's.
Yeah, you know, we can't compare your kid doing kid shit to her kid doing kid shit.
Why not?
Because obviously.
I mean, the other kid shit I did was also a little extreme, but I don't want to talk about that. But,
right. We're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, the kid shit, kids being kid shit is like, it's what it is.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
Yeah. I don't know why I put that on there, but.
What?
That first line that's on the. I don't know where the hell I got that one from. I saw that one. No, I think I saw
that one. I'm interested, though.
No, because I was on Instagram. Scroll past Angelique's picture that she posted. She posted these questions and shit to ask her followers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was about a guy. All right, so it's a guy that his girl asked him to allow another guy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed it. And now he feels it's going too far. And he's trying to figure out how he breaks it to her that it's going too far. And then I was like, how did you get the step? How did you get the C? Like, what got you past A and B to get you to C?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to see, like, could you take step A? And then, Like, you probably, I don't know. I think I know you pretty well, so I don't know if you could go all the way to C, which would be becoming a cuck in your own house.
Nah,
bro. I don't think you could do that. But.
I mean, me personally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be with none of that shit.
You couldn't?
Nah.
All right, then there's no conversation to be had there, because neither one of us would be. I really don't even understand why I wrote that shit down. Like, when I wrote it down, I was like, yo, that makes a lot of sense, but I don't know.
But some people is with that, though.
Yeah, but I can't provide any kind of context to that shit. There's absolutely nothing I can provide to that conversation. So it's, I'm just saying, there's absolutely zero like input I can provide except for, brother, if that's what you want.
Yo, do
if
your you thing, man.
If you yeah. So, like, if you were in that situation and you was like, yo.
If my.
What advice do you have for bro to get out of the situation? How about that? Because I don't know how you got in there.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how you got there.
I don't know how you got here, family, but if you're trying to get out of that.
Yeah. What's your what advice? You trying to get out? Yeah.
Man. I have no idea. I would have to just be like on some real shit. Like, nah, this shit right here.
You can't come off like that though.
I would have, that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing.
You gotta
come
out that joint like, hey.
Nah, dog.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Nah, hell nah, yo. I'm getting that, yo.
You know
hell
what?
Hell nah.
You say you wake up like, you know what? I'm done with this shit.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly. If somehow I got in that situation, right? See, I can't even imagine being in the situation.
Yeah.
But if I was in the situation, right. That's it. That's exactly how it would happen, Coop. I would wake up and I would be like, "Hey, yo, listen." Hell no.
Roll over with the morning breath, like, "Hey, listen."
Yo, yeah, dead ass.
I gotta tell you.
We gonna have to have a conversation.
Like, we gotta talk
right
about
now.
Right now.
You know.
Block the phone number, delete the phone number, block all the social media, do all that stuff. Because this ain't going to fly no more.
This right here?
Yeah, I think people be trying shit for the wrong reasons, bro. Sometimes, now, like, how far are you willing to try shit?
How far am I willing to try shit?
Yeah. What's your pineapples? This is a random question for them written down, so I'm going to give you some time to think about this one. And while we wait, we're going to play the smooth sounds of... No, I'm playing. Go ahead, mate. Come on.
I mean, I could probably do like a threesome, you know?
What, two guys, one girl?
Nah. Nah.
Okay. So hold on. So then that's the far as you're going to go?
Probably
you,
sure,
so,
man.
Basically what you're saying is you ain't going to have no other dick in your house. In the room.
Nah, all. Dog. We passed that.
Right.
You know, we passed that. And I can honestly say that we are past that. You know?
Nah, yeah, I feel you.
So we gonna leave it at that.
And that's that. On that. So the Mormon church.
Nah, dog, you ain't running away from the question. What kind of shit is that?
You asked the question. I go ahead.
Huh?
I said you. I didn't know I was supposed to ask the question. Go ahead. So what?
What are your
so
pineapples?
What's my pineapples? Yeah, I feel you.
Since we're getting personal and shit.
Nah, yeah, that's about it. I think the pineapple. I'm willing to try just about everything except for like the butt play in the other dick in the house.
Nah, B.
Yeah, I don't know. I might try the butt play once. I don't know. I just, yeah. I don't know. You know, that man, Charlamagne, he sold it for me, so I don't know.
Hey, some people
pause.
Be on some shit, so
pause.
I don't know.
All that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pause all that. I'll pause all that, yeah. But nah, so yeah, I don't know if I really care about the Mormon church, but actually I do care about the Mormon church because, like I was saying, they got $100 billion back in tax refunds. Well, no, excuse me. They got $100 billion tax-free money and refunds back from the government as being like the 501c3 type shit that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it raised to my brain, like, why we ain't taxing religion?
Like?
At all. Like. Because, you know, churches get nonprofit exemption statuses and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a lot of money. And then you get, like, all these you end up with streets like Betty's Ford Road, where you have 45 churches on the street, and then like everybody just doesn't pay taxes because it's the church. So that's how you make your money and all that shit. Granted, some people, I mean, you pay your taxes and shit like that, but your taxes are kind of different. So you end up with the big mega churches and stuff like that. And I'm feeling like if they got all that money, and I'm, this is no shot at mega churches or nothing like that, no shot at any religion like that, because, you know, I do my own thing or whatever. But, and I'm a Christian or whatever, and I go to a mega church, but I still feel like, you know what I mean? So I do go to mega churches. So it's like, I ain't nothing against the idea of it. It's just like, I feel like there should be, like, it's, they get a lot of money.
Look, man.
And it's a lot of money.
I never understood that shit.
It's a lot of money, bro.
I personally just never understood it. Like preachers and pastors and like, I never even really understood that as like a profession.
You gotta have somebody to be the shepherd.
I mean, yeah,
and the way of that, I understand that to a degree. It's just like, it turns from being a paid profession to also accepting donations, and that's how it works. Because mm-hmm. you know, it comes from tithing and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. tithing and all that stuff builds everything up. So I don't know. This is one thing I've wondered. It's like, you get all this money, and then you know you got all these people out sick, homeless, and all that shit.
So then you're saying tax religion as in like the whole like foundation of
the whole shebang bang. Put some more money out here, yo. Mm-hmm. We broke. We can't do with so much. We give you money too.
Right.
We giving you our money and getting taxed three times before we get our money. So like,
so why you get the slide?
Not necessarily why you get the slide. Like, it's like the fair share idea. I'm just all about fair share. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a socialist in a sense, mm-hmm. but I don't believe in socialist politics to a degree, policy to a degree. But that's neither here nor there, because we're not a political podcast.
By any means.
You know, we just talk shit. So, whatever.
Shit, talk your shit, socialist.
I'm not a socialist, though. I would classify myself as a true moderate. Mm-hmm. Like, I fuck with some of everybody. Because a lot of people make good points. A lot of people make dumbass points, mm-hmm. and I just don't fuck with the dumbass points, but I do fuck with the good points.
Exactly.
Like, the shit that makes sense. Let me go to this thing that I sent myself.
Bro, look, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's Christmas time, right?
Okay.
I know you don't got no kids, right?
I got a dog.
No.
I'm not gonna compare it to
you. Don't have no kids.
I don't. Right? I don't. Not at all. I don't.
But a few weeks back, we had this conversation about holding on to stuff from your exes and shit, and how you were saying how like if your girl had a teddy bear, you would get her a bigger and better teddy bear, right?
Hmm.
So hypothetically speaking, if you had a kid, right, and for some reason, you and the kid's mother, you know, weren't together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her new nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bought your son some fresh J's.
But the breads that just dropped, I couldn't even get in the cart, man. Mm-hmm.
What about it? How you gonna act?
I mean, I ain't gonna give a fuck.
You ain't gonna care?
Like, hey, my guy, I appreciate you flossing my son.
Yeah, of course.
You know, great job.
You doing your thing.
Yeah.
But you ain't gonna try to, like,
one up that?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna try that.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna try that. I ain't gonna try and one up that. I don't like that whole idea of trying to be the best, that guy that, like, gifts you the best gifts because in competition with somebody else.
Right. You don't want to start it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that shit trash. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, for all I know, you might not be here next year. Because I don't know how she might date.
Mm-hmm.
So she might be, you might be here for 6 months. You might be a trash dude and you might be gone in 6 months. I don't know. So I ain't really going to put too much stock in somebody else. So I wouldn't give a shit.
Nah, you see, I ain't really caring about buying a bigger and better teddy bear, you know?
I care about the teddy bear.
That's my girl. I feel you. That's what you said.
You know, you take care of my kid. You know, I can't get mad for that.
Nah, I ain't going to be mad.
Yeah.
You know, he's still going to have the shoes you bought him. But I'm going to have to get him some shit, too.
Oh, so you gonna be like, oh, breads? I see your breads, and I'll raise you some Yeezys.
No, it wouldn't be no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It would not be no shit like that. It wouldn't be like.
Okay.
But I would definitely, I think.
Xbox? I got a PS4 for your son.
Yeah, boom. Cool.
That man crazy. Nah, fuck that, man. You got an Xbox? Good for you, son. Keep it over there. I might get him one later on when I come back on sale. But I ain't going to
No. See. My man's got my son an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm lacing buddy with like 30 games. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to be like, oh, I got to play shit. No, bullshit like that.
I'm going to give you 30 games. You leave it at your parents, at your mom's house. And then, you know, whenever you come back over here, you bring the game that you want to play. And then you keep that game here. And then as you continue to come back over here with a game, you leave your whole system over at my house. Because I'm the petty parent. And I'd be like, yeah, nah, he playing games at my house now.
Exactly. Nah,
I ain't with that shit. I don't know. You might be with that shit. But I ain't with that shit. I'm bullshit. Yo, if you want, I feel like. If a kid gonna be a kid, let a kid be a kid. I really don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I can't get caught up on if my kid, like, I ain't gonna say likes me, but I don't want him to be, like, wanting gifts and all that shit from me because of the Because at the end of the day, them little kids, they ain't stupid. They gonna realize, aha. So, Alex do this, but Dwayne do this too. Hey, I'm gonna call that man Dwayne.
Dwayne,
because you know I got a different world on my brain right now. So I don't know what Dwayne came from, but anyway, so it'd be my dad Alex. He do this, but stepdad. I don't even want that.
Uncle Dwayne
or mommy friend Dwayne. Yeah. Mommy friend Dwayne do that every time he see me. And this happens. So I'm like, daddy, guess what Dwayne got me? And you know that's how kids are going to do. Because, you know, kids going to be kids.
Kids will be kids.
Kids will definitely be kids. Some shit you can stop. Some shit you got to learn on your own. And you stop it when it happens. Some shit you can't prevent. Other shit you can.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't going to stop. You know, I ain't going to feel no type of way about somebody else giving my kid no better gift. I ain't that type of guy. And at that point, because it's a kid. I ain't trying to win my kid's affection. It's a whole different kind of bond. Now with a chick, totally different story. Cause I don't even know you like that. Like I'm trying, I ain't make you. You somebody totally different. So I gotta put myself in that out in the forefront like that. Cause you know it's a animal kingdom type shit. At the end of the day, we are animals. At the end of the day, all mammals.
Dog eat dog.
It's a dog eat dog world.
Eat dog.
Survival of the fittest. And I ain't going to talk about what I saw on Twitter because that ain't make no sense. Oh, that was your hypothetical. Hey, shout-outs to you. Shout-outs to you.
You know what I'm saying? I try to clear the dead space. Bro.
Hey, nah, I feel you, bro. Go ahead. Leave with your other topic, my guy.
Well, I did have another topic.
Yeah.
But nah, I don't want to talk about that topic.
Why not? Let's talk about it. We got time.
You know what I mean? I was curious. You know, last week you was like, dude, I feel like I was a good gift giver, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what's your, like, in terms of, like, your queen, right? Like, what's some things that, like, you like that you would, like, lace her with? Like, what's your go-to materialistic gift?
For her to give or to receive?
To give.
Oh, man. Damn. I ain't trying to say that. Well, nah, yeah.
Well, see, jewelry. That's why I was at, you know.
It's probably jewelry.
Okay.
That's like, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with jewelry. If you can't get nothing else, a necklace, some nice earrings. Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to the idea of, you know, you've known them for X amount of years, so you're supposed to do this gift and that gift and the other gift. It's like, you know, it's what I can afford. And what I feel like giving you, because I feel like the gift is supposed to be a thoughtful gift and not a thoughtless gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's no thought in just saying, hey, every 5 years, you're supposed to do this.
I was talking about random shit.
I feel you. But I'm saying my go-to would be jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was, you know. And I was saying, elaborating why.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Well, what's yours? I guess I should just end that and say, yo, so what's yours?
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I'll
like.
What you got.
No, like shoes. You know, like I like
shoes.
I
wouldn't do shoes. I can't do shoes.
Not for you. I'm saying I like shoes. You know, I like bags. You know, like certain shit that like I like to see on a woman. So like that would be shit that I would buy. You know what I'm saying? Like those would be like my go-to random. You know.
I feel you, bro.
You say you like jewelry.
Yeah.
So that's the answer.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like I divulged a little bit more than you did, but you know, that's it. You know, I don't know. I'm not coming for it. I'm just saying. I just talked a little bit more about some other shit that had nothing to do with shit.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about like Christmas, you know. Like
I thought you were talking.
I wasn't talking about like thoughtful gifts. That's what I'm saying. I was saying just like random shit that like you would see and be like, hmm.
I don't know why I thought about that shit. No, I know why I thought about that shit, but I feel you. Is a gift card a thoughtless gift? Did we talk about this? We did. Yeah. All right. Just want to make sure. Because, yeah, that Secret Santa shit is annoying.
Mm. Well, if it's Secret Santa, then.
Nah, that shit does.
See, that's your thing. Cause you,
it's still thoughtless. Cause you, I wanna, nah, man. Fuck that shit. We ain't going to go back on the old shit. You know? It's just, like, I still, at the end of the day, yeah, it is what it is. And whatever. So Congress is going to ban tobacco being sold to kids under 21. That's crazy. Because you should be able to buy it when you're 16.
Tobacco?
Yeah.
You don't think that it should be?
No, why, I think 18. Why 16? I think 18. 18 is a good time. Mm-hmm. 18 just because it's 18. 18 should stay 18. You can still smoke it at 16 in North Carolina.
You can smoke it at 16 mm-hmm. in North Carolina, but you can't purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't crazy. Know if that's.
Huh?
Nah.
Nah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I don't know if that's how it is where I'm from. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I always thought that was interesting that you allow kids to smoke cigarettes at 16, but mm-hmm. you can't buy it at 16, and you can't drink alcohol until you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
But you know everybody drinks before they turn 21. Just about everybody drinks before they turn 21.
Yeah, yeah. That's but you can't legally do it. But you're saying
you can't go to the store and buy it. You can't be out in public drinking. You can't be at a bar under 21, or you can't be at a bar 20 drinking a beer with a beer in your hand.
Yeah, of course. I know that. But you're saying, like, at 16, you could be out smoking a cigarette, mm-hmm. and it'd be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So Congress is going to raise it to 21. And I'm wondering why.
I'm trying to put the same restrictions on it as alcohol, you think?
Yeah. But why? Because you don't let people smoke them shits for this long.
You already let them die.
Yeah, like, people got lung cancer. No, fuck it. They done got throats all the way fucked up. Kids now, 16, 15, vaping and shit. My guy.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen. They about to raise the age on that overseas. The age of vaping. And then, you know, they got their studies and shit. But I ain't going to, you know, throw all that out there, you know. If you're breathing, you're achieving. Smile, bitch. Bitch, come on. Nah, I don't want to talk about that. I feel like the rest of this shit was kind of mean. Not mean, but like weird. Because I can't go to any of this from these conversations. To be honest with you. Because I have to pull all this shit down. And this is like Christmas time, and I don't feel like talking about like mass graves and shit like that.
Well, you don't want to end the year on a bad note.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically. Like, I don't want to just end this like, yeah, you know, around the times of seeing happy people and being around your family and shit. You might listen to a little bit of something like on your way to see your family and shit. And then you hear about, you know, people realizing that there was a lot more slaves killed in Tulsa, or black people killed in Tulsa than the rice, than a little bit. And, you know, they just now realizing what people probably already know. But. Yeah.
Talk about it. Shit, what you talking
about? I ain't got nothing to talk about with that. I mean, it's like, duh. I think the census is bullshit. I think we don't really know how many of any races in this country. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it really matters. And it shouldn't fucking matter. And we shouldn't have a percentage of any population in this country because that's fucking pointless. What is the point of knowing however many XYZs have XYZ? I understand the men and women, because at some point, men and women is going to be a thing where you need to know how many men and women for population's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't it right now. And then race doesn't have absolutely do with shit. So no, however many amount of people aware shouldn't be a thing, in my opinion.
So you don't look at like population stats?
No, I don't. I look at crime stats. I prefer not to die or get robbed or get hit up on the head or, you know, have somebody go through my house and shit like that. I prefer shit like that not to happen.
Yeah, because I feel like that's probably what you should definitely be more concerned about.
Yeah, you know, like, and that's the thing, like being able to travel and shit like that, you expose to all different kinds of cultures and shit. So you'd be like, I really don't really give a fuck who I'm around as long as there's nobody trying to rob me and shit. As long as you know, everybody taking care of this shit, you know, it's whatever. So then, like, I look at all of the statistics and shit that are being broken down on how people vote, and when they ask people what percentage of XYZ and XYZ this was, and I'm just like, yo, does that shit really fucking matter?
I'm trying to put people in like a box.
Yeah. Like, what? Why?
I mean, that's what I always thought about it.
You feel me? And I don't know. That's my rant, you know? Fuck that shit, yo. They need to, modern news needs to, or not modern news, the news today needs to, like, take a pivot and just rewrite itself into something new. Because this shit old. They've been delivering the news in the same format since, like, the early 1900s, when they first introduced TV and radio and shit, like all that shit. News ain't changed.
It's just all the same.
Yeah, it's been, ain't nothing changed but the name. ABC went to NBC, and NBC went to NBC News, and then, you know, CNN became CNN Plus when they got the online shit. And, you know, it's just the same shit over and over. That's like an industry that needs to, like, change.
You somewhere. Watch the news?
Do I watch the news? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you always watched the news?
Yeah. I watched before, like, all the political shit happened, like...
No. I'm saying, like...
9/11 and all that stuff. Like, I was just always watching, keeping up with, like, local news wherever I am. Because I like to know what's going on where I am, because I don't want to fucking die.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's why I look at the news, because I want to know what might be going on and what I need to look out for.
I feel like I recently started watching the news a little bit more.
Or were you just, like, wanting to be aware?
So what?
I said, were you scared into it, or are you trying to be more aware?
Trying to be like more aware. Yeah. I think that's just coming with, like, you know, growing up. Cause like
growing up. It's immaturing. Cause you're grown now. Ain't no more girl, whatever.
But nah, because you're like
16.
You said what?
You say you're 16 growing up and shit.
I'm just saying, like, I never, that's what I was saying. Were you like always one to watch news? Like when your parents was watching it, you was watching it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I was out of there. When that news was on, I was like, nah, I'm out.
Nah, that shit more entertaining than real life, yo.
I feel
it's some other shit, yo, for real. It was bad, but yeah, go ahead.
Nowadays, you know, I wake up, turn the news on, mm-hmm. and then, you know, to be more aware of, you know, like my surroundings and stuff like that. But like I said, I feel like that's been, you know, with more maturing on my end.
Mm.
Like, as opposed to, because I have friends that they always watch the news, just like you said, you always watch the news. But.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Just not,
you know, you went
about
through the whole, like, chronological
shit. Yeah, I've been there since I've been able to understand TV.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, I didn't always grow up with cable. So, you know, you had, like, them clicker channels. And when you click, that joint land on ABC. That joint stayed on ABC because you might not get Channel 6. But it clicked. You get it. You keep it there.
Yeah, I remember them days. You watch them. You're going to see that news for about 2 hours or so.
Exactly.
And then something will come on.
Some soap opera or some shit will come on during the day. Mm-hmm. And then at night, you're going to have the night news again. You got midday, you got morning news, midday news, and your night news. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's it.
Nowadays, they got news all day.
Yeah, that's crazy. You don't need to know that much.
All day.
Bro, I swear.
Like, they run like a 45-minute loop all day.
Yeah.
And then they change it up to another 45-minute loop.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But then, you know, like you said, it's not crazy. You know, you can always stay aware.
That's nasty, though. Because you don't need to see that shit all the time.
Do they run the news all day at your job?
Nah. They have, like, Family Feud and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I like to sit down and watch and guess the answers and shit with my coworkers and try to be, you know, do the teamwork shit. But, we don't watch the news. Some doctors are, because I do that thing or whatever, like I do my job or something, and then you go to different places and some of them will have it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't be watching TV. I can't watch TV like that at work.
Yeah, no, I don't watch it, but at some my jobs job, they run the news all day.
Like, at your desk or, like, in the break room?
No. I'm just, like, wherever there's a TV at.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Is that like particular to your job though, or is that just like people want to watch the news at work?
No, I think it's for people if they want to catch up on something at work. You know, like, because I'm saying like it's on a loop, so yeah. they could just walk up to it and then like catch some shit. Yeah, you know, like get off the elevator. But I'm just saying that's what all day.
Yeah, nah, I read it now more so than I watch it though. Mm. Like I hop on the internet, go to the website, check it out for a second, and I hop off, and I check around before I leave to see what's up for traffic and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I hop off, like the newspaper. But I couldn't watch it 24/7. That shit annoying. I don't know how we got the newspapers and news and shit. But yeah, I think that covered anything. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, I'm good. you got any plans for New Year's, bro?
Yeah, we supposed to. My man was emphatic with that one.
No, I'm fucking with you.
He said, "No, I'm good." Nah, I'm supposed to be going to party out with Tiana and her friends and her friends' husband and boyfriend and people like that and couple of things. You know,
I hear you, dog.
Do the champagne toast and kiss and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I ain't doing nothing.
Damn,
I'm cooling. But I did get my mom these tickets to the Saints game when the Saints come to Charlotte. Next week, so that should be cool. But outside of that, you know, I'm just cooling how I cool it. You say what?
It's gonna be cold out there, boy.
Man, listen, it is a 1 o'clock game though.
Mean shit.
But it doesn't mean shit. But maybe the sun will be out.
Yeah. Last check.
Hey man, shout out to the listeners, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Thanks. Shout them out. Shout out to everybody listening. We appreciate y'all listening. Got any questions, comments, concerns, anything about what we said, you know, hit us up. And that's it. Closing up. I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode. Ball headed for this podcast. The Ball Bro Alex.